All right, the chef. Hey, you didn't take off with the moto win this year, so, I mean, pretty shitty. Yeah. But, no, I'm kidding. Good second moto on the box. You got to be happy.
Yeah, for sure. Rough start to the morning, to be honest. Like, it was one of those days I thought I was riding well, and then I look up and I'm P13 or whatever. So I was like, shit. And then I don't know. I don't know if it was the track. It was pretty wet and, like, super sloppy and rutted. And then as it got better and better, like, I started riding better. The first moto, you know, I had good pace early, and then I almost crashed pretty good after the finish line and kind of lost my, I don't know, I almost didn't trust the bike after that. So slipped back a few spots. Joe and Hunter blew my doors off. And then second moto, great start. And, yeah, me and, I mean, opening laps were pretty good. And then, you know, I tried to stay with Hunter there, and I don't know when it was, but I got to a group of lappers, and I just saw him go away, and it was pretty depressing. So, overall, though, definitely something to build on. I mean, I haven't been up here this year, so.
Yeah, and your qualifying hasn't been good either. And you know, I'm used to seeing Star at Lakewood, like 1, 2, 3, 5, right? Yeah, I mean, normally you guys crush it here. And, yeah, I saw your times, and I was thinking about it for fantasy purposes, and I'm like, yeah, I'm out. But I don't know. Yeah, it just seems weird.
Yeah, I also – one. I'm going to give you a tip for your fantasy shit. Dude, I'm not a qualifier. Like, I'll be honest.
No, but I felt like Lakewood, if you were ever going to do something, it was to be here. You won here, and you're on a star bike.
But, dude, it's weird. I mean, I'm not great at Hangtown, and I first practice last week was, like, second. True. So it's like, I don't know. I mean, if you send it and get a good lap, then it's – I'm just – sometimes I'm not willing to risk my life for a gate pick, really.
Do you make any bike changes for second moto? Like, you mentioned the first moto you didn't trust it?
Yes, I did. I went a little softer on the fork. It was kind of coming out of ruts, and as you guys all saw, the track was very rutted. So, and honestly, I made a complete bike change from last week into now. Like, it's pretty significant. So, I'm going stiffer. I'm really stubborn when it comes to setup. And last year, like, I was running the same clickers and everything that I did at Paula from last year at Paula this year. And I'm 15 pounds more, which I'm probably going to get shit for saying that. Like, it was way too soft. Yeah, yeah. So, we've been bumping it up, and like my suspension guy's like, dude, you got to go stiffer. But I'm so damn stubborn. So.
Wow, yeah, that helps. Red gear today. Was that just I want red gear, everybody else can screw off? Or
that was not my decision. Uh-huh. We all had different gear, which is crazy, but I thought it was kind of sick, and I think my kit was the best of all the people.
And you know you started this chest protector over top thing, right?
I did, and I think it's annoying that everybody's running it now.
So now you got to go back under?
I might go back under, or just do like – the front over and the back under, I don't know, something different. But
well, hey, yeah, good job today, and much more like the chef that we know, right?
Yeah for sure. We got to keep this rolling.
Well, we got a new bike set up, so.
Yeah, I'm a different man. High Point, let's go.
All right, thanks, man.
Yeah, thanks.